Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
So your children grow, they've got their full mouth of teeth now. Now you have to go to the dentist and start looking for the dreaded cavities. What exactly happens? How can you prevent cavities? Can you even prevent cavities? And what happens when those teeth start falling out? Our guest today is Dr. David Kroll. He is a pediatrician and chairman of the Section of Oral Health for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kroll. So the teeth have grown in now, and we take them to the dentist. We started pretty early. Now, cavities. Is there any way to suspect if your child's going to be at risk for cavities? My daughter brushes and flosses, and she gets cavities. My son does nothing and has had none.
Absolutely. There are many risk factors for cavities. One of the first is many people don't recognize and don't know that cavities or caries, the disease process, tooth decay that leads to cavities, the hole in the tooth, is actually caused by bacteria in the mouth. And bacteria in the mouth use sugar from our diet, to make acid that then makes holes in the teeth. So how can we prevent that? We can have a good diet, a healthy diet that doesn't have a lot of sugar frequently exposing our teeth to sugar. We can prevent bacteria from growing in our teeth by having good oral hygiene, by brushing our teeth, by flossing our teeth when we're older. Those are some key ways to prevent from having dental caries or tooth decay.
So should little kids with these teeth that are, you know, have gaps or whatever, should they be flossing too?
If they have gaps in their teeth, they don't need to floss. It's when those teeth start to touch each other, that's when you have to floss, because those very tiny or perhaps no spaces between the teeth, the toothbrush can't get to. So that's what the floss does for us.
So once they have to have a cavity filled, tell us a little bit about the fillings that are available today. Are they silver? Is there any risk to them? Because I know no kid looks forward to getting a cavity filled.
Yes, no kid looks forward to that, and unfortunately some kids have to have them. There are a variety of different ways that dentists nowadays fill teeth. There are a number of different types of fillings. They're all safe for children, and they do a very good job of putting them in, usually very painless. Good pediatric dentists do a wonderful job with children. They're trained specifically to work with children, and I highly recommend my patients to see a pediatric dentist to take care of their teeth.
So they're good and safe. Now, what about when your dentist starts recommending fluoride treatments? And are they, you know, is this something that they're supposed to have done pretty often, once a year? How often are fluoride treatments supposed to be done?
Depending on your dentist's, first what your dentist does is determine what risk level you are for tooth decay. So some children are more at risk for tooth decay than others. So depending on if a child's high risk, they may then decide to use fluoride more frequently in children. But for most children, brushing their teeth with fluoridated toothpaste is just fine, and when they go to see the dentist, sometimes they'll use something called a fluoride varnish, which is really just something that they paint on the teeth that takes fluoride and puts it right into the teeth to make it stronger. Pediatricians often do that in their office as well.
Okay, so now what about dental sealants? I mean, you know, those are pretty expensive. And when the dentist suggests doing that, do they do that with children with still baby teeth that are going to fall out? Or do you have to wait till all the regular teeth are in?
Some pediatric dentists will put some on baby teeth, but for the most part, they're put on what we would call your adult molars. And what that is, really, a dental sealant, all that is a covering on the tooth that prevents those bacteria that I described as causing some of the tooth decay to get at the tooth.
Okay, so it's okay. This isn't some kind of racket parents need to be wary, because it seems like parents are wary of the sealants, and because they charge per tooth, it seems like it's something that you can choose to do or not to do.
Well, it's suggested in fact, dental sealants is one of the things that have been shown by a lot of research to be very valuable in valuable in preventing dental disease. And part of the reason it's so valuable is because our molars, some of our molars have very deep grooves in them. If you've ever looked at a molar or had one of your molars fall out within a baby, when you're a child, you can see these sometimes deep grooves in them. And a toothbrush can't get at those. So the dental sealant helps protect those. It doesn't affect how the child eats or their biting ability, but it really protects the tooth. So they're extremely important in preventing dental disease for children.
So then, Dr. Kroll, what about when the teeth start to fall out? Do you advise that we yank a tooth out if it's hanging by a thread? I mean, kids just sometimes will not let you near that tooth, and you know it's hanging by a hair-sized thing that if you just give it a little tug, it's going to come out, but they scream or they don't want you to pull it. Do you just sit there and wait and hope it doesn't fall out, I don't know, while they're sleeping or while they're at a soccer game? Do you proactively watch for those teeth? Do you let kids kind of wiggle them, yank on them themselves? What do we do about those loose teeth? And then how do we clean the area once a tooth has fallen out?
Yeah, I usually encourage my parents to just leave things be. And more often than not, kids are very active, doing a variety of different things, eating a variety of different foods. And usually those teeth come out on their own without any assistance from a parent or a sibling or anybody else. As far as taking care of their teeth after a tooth comes out, there's really nothing special that needs to be done other than the normal hygiene that you do every day taking care of your other teeth.
Okay, so really we just, a sibling, I like how you mention a sibling, because yeah, sometimes they'll say, come on, I'll tie a thing around that and we'll shut the door, you know, or something like that. And, you know, so then the kids start losing their teeth. And as those adult teeth start coming in, Dr. Kroll, if you see that an adult tooth is coming in on top of another tooth, to the side of another tooth, at an angle, I mean, there's all kinds of ways they come in. Is there anything you can do about it then? Or do you have to wait till the mouth is full and then deal with the brace situation?
Well, the first thing that I would do if an adult tooth is starting to come in before a baby tooth is coming in, or if it's coming in a way that you're concerned about, definitely talk to your dentist, because there are some things that the dentist can do to be helpful there without necessarily going to braces immediately. But that's something that I would refer to a dentist as a pediatrician.
So then in the last minute and a half or so, Dr. Kroll, give parents listening your very best advice about, you know, toddler, school age, prepubescent kids' teeth, and keeping them as healthy as we can, trying to avoid cavities, watching for those little fallers, all those things.
Absolutely. So the first thing I would tell families is a good diet is a good start. Eating healthy foods, not snacking too much on sugary foods, not drinking too frequently sugary drinks, that's a really good start. The second one is good hygiene. Brushing your teeth with fluoridated toothpaste twice a day is extremely important. For those kids who have teeth touching, flossing your teeth is valuable. And then finally, drinking water, fluoridated water especially, is very valuable. And having a good relationship with your pediatrician and your pediatric dentist, I think, is extremely valuable. And probably the best advice I can give.
And you can get more information at healthychildren.org in the oral health and safety for your children's teeth. And as Dr. Kroll said, you just kind of let nature take its course. You let those teeth fall out as they will. And whether or not your child still believes in the tooth fairy, you can certainly always try and do that as long as they believe in that, because it is kind of a big deal when a child loses a tooth, you know, and it's a special time and they look really cute when they've got a few teeth missing or three or four in one spot. It's really funny. So take pictures at that point too, because those are the things you want to remember. It's a really cute age. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by our friends at the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. If you missed any of our great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.